20 years ago, sheltered workshops, group homes, and daycare for the disabled were seen as innovative, according to Lisa Pugh. But the policy director for Disability Rights Wisconsin says over time, this approach was considered to be antiquated because it didn't promote independence.
It's not just about a place that has the name institution on it. It's really about these qualities of isolation, things like having no access to transportation, which means that they can't attend a worship service or visit friends or family when they want to. There's not a lot of choice in the person's day.
Now, the Federal Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services is requiring states to make changes in care paid for by Medicaid dollars.
So what has to happen in Wisconsin is that some of the settings that we have that currently maybe aren't in line with the rule really need to make some changes so that they end up giving people more choice and control in their lives and also open up more choices for community-based activities, community-based life, so that they aren't spending all their time with individuals with disabilities.
States have 5 years to comply with the federal rules. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is holding a 30-day comment period, which began Wednesday. Disability Rights Wisconsin is using a survey to gather comments from those affected. Those comments will be given to state health officials. The survey is called Take a Stand on the Plan. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.